it takes so long to come to me, oh baby. And love, love, your love, tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space and all I saw was your.
This is The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Can we just take a moment, everybody, to appreciate that I just said that we're back. We are so back. 8 months later, it is great to be with you all on this fine Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, from wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, and I know we're usually on Sundays, so this might be a little weird for people, Thursdays at 8 p.m., but thank you so much for turning out. Really appreciate it. It is great to be back with you all. And for a lot of the people out there who might not know what I've been up to, you might be asking, well, what has Sam been up to? And this is Sam Derringer, by the way. I'm the host of The Spec, now 8 p.m. on Thursdays. What has Sam been up to? Well, I was away. I was gone. I wasn't even in Medford last semester. I was off in Italy, and I can talk a lot about that soon. My friends joke that that has become a lot of my personality these days, is talking about my time abroad living in Florence, Italy. But more on that in a moment. I just wanted to take a moment to just appreciate that we're back here. Appreciate that The Spec is back for senior year. I know I'm old now. I'm a senior, everybody. But it's good to be here with you all. More music, more guests, more live music, hopefully. We can talk about that more in a little bit. So again, for those out there who are just tuning in, who don't know about the show, this is The Spec. Please follow at Spec Radio on Instagram. That's at Spec Radio on Instagram. And tonight's playlist, you know, it's a mishmash of things. I call it a funky schnazzy mix, and schnazzy's not even a word, but that's just the first thing that popped into my head when I was talking to you here, and it's just a mishmash of rock, folk, soul, funk, all sorts of good vibes music that I hope you all enjoy throughout the evening. We're going to get into it right here, and then after this first song, we'll continue to chug along. And that opening song that will open up every show that many of you know is Love, Love, Love by the great Donny Hathaway. This next one is going to be Use Me by Bill Withers. Hope you enjoy.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. And I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you, people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
That was Use Me by Bill Withers, a very, you know, sort of intense but also kind of funky song, funky schnazzy song to open up the show tonight for everybody. So, again, a lot of the people out there know that living in Italy for a few months has turned into my entire personality, and it's for good reason. First of all, just incredibly lucky to be able to go to a different place, to go to a different continent, live there, really like get into the routine of how things are done over there. It was a great privilege to do that. So a few words that come to mind when I think of my time in Europe are, you know, first of all, exhausted. There was a lot going on. So exhausted, enlightened, happy, blessed, you know, just being able to go be in a different culture, see a different culture, and see how things are done is is really good character building. I think for everyone in general. I think if you get the opportunity to do that at some point, to have the privilege to travel, to go somewhere else and really settle somewhere, it's just an amazing thing to do. And if you get that opportunity, just do it. It's just even if you're nervous, even if you're worried, just go for it. Because I was nervous, I was worried, I was uncertain, and I did it, and it was one of the best things I've ever done. And the most interesting observation from living over in, I was in Florence, Italy, over in Italy, the pace of life there is so different from what it is here. It's just the people there aren't rushing around to from their 9-to-5 job in the same way that we do. They're not, you know, packing their schedules the same way that we do. A lot of the people over there, they enjoy their time in the piazza. In the piazza, you know, those big squares in Italy where people just sit out, grab a cup of coffee, and they just let time go by, and they just enjoy themselves for hours on end. And it's a lifestyle that we don't share here over in intense New England. And it was one that was new to me, and it was helpful to me in a lot of ways. So just seeing that different pace of life also was super helpful, super interesting. And yeah, it was just, again, I could go on and on about it. I just wanted to share a little tidbit of what it was like to be over there. And I'm super thankful to have had the privilege to do that. So now let's get a little more into what's going on with the show this semester. I know it's been a long time. Did you forget that this was even a thing? I kind of did for a little bit, I'm not going to lie, but I'm glad it's back. Again, this is senior year, so might be the end of the line, but who knows? Who knows? That's all I'm going to say. So big things coming up this semester. First big thing, and a big thing I was working on over the summer in preparation for the return of the spec, was the Apple Top 100 Music. Top 100 album project. What is this, you might ask? So for those that don't know, way back in May, Apple released their top 100 albums of all time. It was this giant list of albums of a wide variety of genres that they released. They released and ranked, and they put it out there. And I was like, okay. And then my friend Ethan Dunn, shout out Ethan Dunn out there, had the brilliant idea of going through and listening to every single album and re-ranking them. And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, this could be a good idea. And long story short, don't need to get into it, but I was living in Atlanta this summer and I had a little extra time on my hands, and I was thinking, let me just try to listen to all these albums and re-rank them. And so we worked really hard over the summer to listen to all of them. And I somehow finished it up a couple weeks ago. And let's just say it was a process. It was definitely took some time. It definitely took some effort. There were some albums that were a little harder to get through than others. But in a way, it was also sort of character building. I feel like I'm much more engaged, a much more informed music listener now that I did that, because I'd only listened to about, I don't know, I think a third of those albums before. So going through and actually like taking the time to listen to each song and get a feeling for them and then rank them and comment on them and compare and contrast was a really interesting exercise. So that's a big thing that I will be focusing on the show this semester. I'm going to be bringing on Ethan. I'm going to be bringing on other people, and we're going to be dissecting this giant list that I also have posted. I posted a playlist related to it on @SpecRadio on Instagram, which you should all follow once again. And we're just going to go through this. We're going to talk about it. We're going to maybe break it up into different parts, different weeks, and we're just going to see what comes out of it. And it's going to be great. But that doesn't mean there's going to be a lot of other cool stuff happening on the show, which we can also talk about in a few minutes. But I wanted to play one of those songs that was featured in one of the albums on that top 100 list. And that's going to be Just Friends by Amy Winehouse. The Amy Winehouse album, Back to Black. Wonderful album, by the way, that I can get into another time. Just Friends is one of my favorite songs from this album. The album was ranked in Apple Music's top 10. And spoiler alert, my top 10 for really good reason. She has an incredibly unique voice. We all know it. This is Just Friends by Amy Winehouse. I hope you enjoy. Amy Winehouse, everybody, what a gem. I mean, this is one of the comments I put on that top 100 list, which was that she has almost created her own genre in a way. When I say in that she combines so many different elements of different styles, you got like some like reggae in there, you got like pop, you got rock, you got folk. You got funk, you got a little bit of everything. And she kind of like takes the best parts of all of them, in my opinion, and combines them into like this really cool mix. And of course, she has like this very powerful, very present voice. And that's why Apple got it right. And I'm going to keep her in the top 10 of the best albums back to black of all time on this top 100 list. Some other observations I just had from Apple's choices, because I was re-ranking them, I wasn't adding new albums into the list, so I was working with the same albums, 100 albums that they put on their list. General observations I had were not a lot of some folk music represented, but not a lot from that like 60s folk era. I mean, you got some Carole King, but like there's James Taylor was completely omitted, Simon and Garfunkel, people like that were just like gone, not on the list. A lot of rap and hip-hop super well represented, and I'm very happy about that. Perhaps maybe a little overrepresented because some of the other genres, like, you know, some non-English music, there was only, I believe, one album. I think Bad Bunny's album was the only non-English lyric. There were some non-English artists, but that was the only non-English lyrics, I'm pretty sure. You can fact check me on that for the rest of the list. So I was happy with how well rap was represented, but you know, it came at the expense of some other really, really good albums, in my opinion. But overall, I mean, besides that, a lot of varied music. I mean, like, just rattling off some names. Nirvana's on there. Radiohead's on there twice. You got, like, Clash. You got Pink Floyd, Aretha Franklin, The Cure, Steely Dan, Nine Inch Nails, Lana Del Rey's on there, Casey Musgraves. Like, there was a little bit of country on there. Maybe could have been a little bit of more, in my opinion. And that's coming from me, who's not a big, big country fan. But, I mean, it, again, super interesting exercise. We can get into more of it later. I just wanted to give a snapshot of what I was working with over the summer, because this became like a full-on passion project. Okay, so enough talking for now. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to rattle off a couple songs. Sorry, guys, I'm rusty. I'm stuttering right now. We're going to rattle off a couple songs. Then I'm going to do the PSA. You guys remember the PSA? Yeah, it's going to happen again. PSA. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about what else is going on for the rest of the semester. And then we'll be on our way, and you'll have a great rest of your Thursday evening. Does that sound good? I think that sounds good. Here we go with some more music. Enjoy, everybody.
Shower, singing, slide, wash your bone. We're gonna need a little. just trust the way you feel. She said that's easier said than done. Well, it is.
That was Easier Said Than Done by The Sacred Souls, a find that I just found recently, and I'm in love with it. I don't know about you guys, but it's just so chill, and just the vocals on it are really good. Anyway, enough of me yapping about that. It is PSA time. Man, it's been a while since I've said that. This PSA is an autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Man, I'm a little rusty. It's just saying that again. It's just great to be back, everybody. If you're just joining us, this is The Spec. My name is Sam Derringer. It is great to be with you all on this Thursday evening. So for first-time listeners out there, this show, it generally is a variety show. So oftentimes I bring on guests. They can be people I know, other community members. We talk about music. We talk about their lives. It's generally a really laid-back, super fun vibe. Going to be a lot more of that this semester. But another thing I'm trying to do, and I'm going to really commit to doing this semester, is just bring on some more live music, because there are so many great bands on this campus. I know multiple people in bands. It just hasn't worked out. It hasn't lined up in the past, but I'm really going to work hard to make it happen this semester. And I think there's some interest already, so there might be some live music in the immediate future, which is super, super exciting. For those that don't know, this is Studio A, where I'm sitting in WMFO. We have a Studio B right next door, and where bands can set up, and oftentimes they sit in there, they record music that they can release themselves later on. So I just think it'd be super fun to get some more bands on, to hear the really awesome, talented students and community members in the Medford-Somerville area and beyond. So that's in the cards for sure. Another thing that's in the cards definitely is more themed shows. So music for movies, for example. Meme shows, I know that's a big, big hit amongst my friends. Holiday themed shows, all sorts of shows that a lot of the music follows a similar genre, follows a similar style. And I talk about why I pick some of them. Some of them I take from you guys on recommendations on the Instagram and other places. Things like that. I think I also want to focus a little more on specific artist reviews. I know I've done like a couple of those in the past, but with this big album project that I did over the summer, I found through that project, a lot of cool new artists to me that I didn't know about before, and I want to share with everybody out there. So lots of different stuff going on out there. So just to give you a little snapshot of that. All right, a little more music, then I'll talk a little more, and then once again, we'll be on our way.
Well, things may always stay the way they are. Still my head looks for a change from time to time. I don't really mean to look that far. Turn on the music, strike up the music. Let the music change my mind. Now don't I dig the big time rock and roll. To sit in the darkness and be somebody else. Time which after all is under control. Let's crank out the music, give me music. Let the music fill the air. My dear friends, your head's been sinking like a stone. You must try thinking like a cloud sometimes. Just leave a happy side out loud sometime. There's a symphony inside you. There's a thousand things for you to do. So come on, let a hush fall on the movie crowd. Boy turns to girl and says, I love you so. What I hear in here is violin. Give me music. Let the music be there too. I'll never know what to do unless you let that music be there too. You see this man, his head's been sinking like a stone. You must try thinking like a cloud sometime. Just leave a happy side out loud sometime. There's a symphony inside you. There's a thousand things for you to do. So come on, leave a hush fall on the movie crowd. Boy turns to girl and says, I love you so. Well, you know what I hear and hear is violin. Strike up the music, lay on the music. Let the music be there too. La 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 la, let it be there too. La 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 la. Give me music, got to hear some.
I can't. I would not do.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me.
Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you,
and I can't let go. For love,
you've tried everything,
but you won't give up.
In my world, only you
made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do.
Make me do for love what I would not do.
Make me do for love what I would not do.
What You Won't Do for Love, Bobby Caldwell, a classic, laid-back, summery song, in my opinion. And I gotta be really honest that this song, like, I knew what it was before this happened, but it really caught my eye when I was listening to a new playlist I found that's just yacht rock. It's a whole genre called yacht rock. Basically what it is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's music you listen to when you're on a yacht. So basically this is me living out whatever fantasy I have of owning a private yacht and sitting on a yacht in the summer listening to this type of music. In all honesty though, it's like super funky, super like laid back fun music that works really well for the vibe of this show. So I honestly pull a lot from that yacht rock playlist. And I'm curious out there for anybody listening, and you can, if you want, send a message on the Instagram or some other ways. What's a playlist you found that's, you know, maybe you ran into it, you came across it, and you were just like, wow, I wasn't expecting this to be so good, but it's really so good. Do you have something like that? Because yacht rock caught my eye. Well, it really caught my friend Jackson DuPont's eye. Shout out to him. I don't even think he remembers that he did this, that he introduced this whole genre to me, but he did, and I don't even think he's listening. Shout out to Jackson DuPont. He's in San Francisco right now. So yacht rock is that for me. And man, it's I'm looking outside right now. It's dark. Like, usually in the past, this show is Sunday afternoon, so it's a little lighter. But it's going to get cold soon. And I know I whine a lot about how cold and dark it gets on this show, because I feel like it, in a lot of ways, it's kind of the antithesis of who I am and who this show is. But you know what? It's life and we deal with it. But the more yacht rock type of music that people can find, the more upbeat, fun music just to like drill into, ingrain into this show, I think the better it will be as we forge through the cold New England winter. I don't know if everyone out there is with me, but I sure am with me. This next song needs no introduction. This is a song that I have played many a time on the show, and I'm just going to dive right into it. And I think you'll know what it is. Here we go.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go. But I believe we might be on to something.
baby. Send a text as we're touching down, but she's already circling round on the ground, waiting. She's waiting just for me. I won't forget it. I won't forget it. Get it, get it. You won't regret it. I won't forget this, baby. Hey, I love my baby. She's the best. She picks me up at LAX. What gets me through the longest flight? My baby, baby, she's the best. She keeps me cool when I get stressed. Can't wait to hold my honey pie. Won't be long now, I'm on my way. I'll be all over you like I'm TSA. Brought you something back from a distant land. She brought fajitas from a taco stand. Understand it's waiting. It's waiting just for me. I won't forget it. I won't forget it. Get it, get it. You won't regret it. I won't forget this, baby.
LAX by Wolfpack. What a song. Fun fact, I performed that song live at a concert one time, so it has a special place in my heart. But guys, we're coming towards the end of the show today, and I just wanted to thank you all so much for tuning into the first Spec in over 8 months, I think almost 9 months now. It is so good to be back. I can't even explain how amazing it feels to be back in this studio, even though I'm by myself. I don't think there's a single other person in this building right now. I'm by myself. I'm just super appreciative to be back here doing this. We're going to have a great semester. We're going to have a great year. It's going to be so much fun. I'll definitely have a guest on next week. I'm not sure who it is yet, but there's going to be somebody else across the desk from me, because it's so much more fun to have somebody else in the studio with me, and we bounce stuff off of each other and they bring on music, and it's just a really fun time. So I'm really going to try to make that happen next week. I'm also going to, again, try to make live music happen. I'm going to try to make themed shows happen. Going to try to really dissect that top 100 project that Ethan Dunn, Isaac Powers, and I have been working so hard on the past couple months. So once again, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. This has been The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thursday nights, 8 p.m. is the time now, everyone. Come and enjoy your Thursday evenings with me. It's going to be a blast throughout the semester. And this last one also needs no introduction. It is a pretty well-known one. But I hope everybody's doing well out there, and I can't wait to see you next week and every Thursday after that. Take care. Bye-bye.
spinning round and round, pushing life up from a cold dead ground.
It's growing green.